what does HIV and AIDS cost? The answer to this question depends a lot on whom you ask. Ask the UN and you'll get the staggering sum of $10 billion a year. The annual per capita cost of treating infected Africans, where much of the UN money goes, is around $1,100. One of the major problems facing HIV and AIDS advocates is their inability to lower this number. An estimated $600 is spent on antiretroviral drugs, while the remaining $500 is spent on other AIDS-associated conditions. Even $10 billion wouldn't cover treatment for the more than 20 million Africans with HIV and AIDS. A considerable portion of the proposed UN budget is directed not towards treatment, but towards prevention. A major problem is that no one can seem to agree on the actual cost. Although the UN has held firm to their estimate, other groups have presented vastly different figures. The World Health Organization has presented four different scenarios, which vary wildly in both the projected outcome and cost. To merely maintain the current status quo, WHO estimates more than $400 billion will need to be spent over the next 20 years. To significantly reduce annual new HIV infections, WHO's figure is more than $700 billion. Unfortunately, such different figures can sometimes complicate funding by making it hard for donors to decide how much to give. Ask someone who's living with HIV and AIDS, and you'll get a number that's a lot smaller. The average AIDS patient in America takes a combination of drugs that add up to around $14,000 a year. Much of this cost in the U.S. is defrayed by private insurance, government insurance, or sometimes through AIDS drug assistance programs, or ADAPs. These programs are meant to provide access to drugs for low-income individuals. Currently, 89% of people enrolled in ADAPs make less than 300% of the federal poverty level. However, recently, the economic conditions have forced many states to scale back their support of these programs. States have either closed enrollment entirely or narrowed eligibility, forcing people to drop out. Currently, the nationwide waiting list is an all-time high of nearly 3,500 people. Ask the companies that manufacture these life-saving drugs, and you'll be back to huge figures. One of the newest drugs to enter the market, Fusion, is produced by the giant Swiss company Roche. Roche maintains that Fusion's price, nearly $20,000 a year, or three times the next most expensive drug, is due to the $600 million cost of development. The average drug begins to turn a profit in 16 years, but analysts estimate that Fusion's pricing and anticipated demand could mean profits for Roche in as little as 3 years. Ask an economist and you'll get a couple different figures. By 1995, more than $75 billion had been spent on AIDS. Since then, spending has increased most years, with an average of $10 billion being spent every year. But money spent directly on AIDS does not even begin to cover the true cost of AIDS. In addition, economists have tried to measure the costs related to lost productivity, wages, and premature death. Figures vary, but some think that indirect costs account for nearly 80% of the total cost. Worst-case scenario guesses estimate that AIDS robs the world of 1.4% of gross domestic product, or the equivalent of wiping out the economy of Australia. A recent government study in Uganda found that some companies are hiring and training two employees for a single job in the hopes that one will stay healthy. The UN estimates that since 1981, AIDS has reduced Africa's overall labor force by 25%. Sick days and absenteeism due to AIDS-related illness have further reduced productivity in the countries hit hardest by AIDS. And ultimately, the cost of HIV and AIDS is extraordinarily difficult to measure. The disease affects so many people worldwide that it would be impossible to assess the impact that it has had on everyone. However, it is obvious that unless something drastic changes, the cost will continue to grow until they become unbearable.